running a small business is a juggling act at best, where you're continually balancing various responsibilities from managing the day-to-day operations to keeping a watchful eye on your bottom line. Whilst all this is going on, I tend to find that often pricing strategies get overlooked or forgotten altogether. Its significance can be extremely underestimated, but the truth is, your pricing strategy is the cornerstone of your small business success. In this episode, we'll delve deep into why it is imperative to focus on your pricing strategy, particularly in the context of the ever-changing landscape of supplier costs and how to align it with the bigger overarching financial goals of you and your business. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I want to start this discussion by addressing the dynamic nature of pricing. Our pricing landscape, doesn't matter what business, isn't static. It's a dynamic process that demands constant vigilance and, most importantly, adjustments. Small business owners often find themselves in this relentless game of catch-up because of this ever-changing business environment that they find themselves in. There are economic shifts, there are evolving customer preferences, and there's this emergence of new competitors. All of this contributes to how quickly this environment around us changes. So therefore, in this episode today, I wanted to go through pricing. I wanted to talk about why I'm so passionate about it. I want to talk about how it's underestimated. I want to talk about why we need to consistently check in with our pricing strategy, call it what you want, in our business, because it is so very important. So I want to start by talking about the first aspect of pricing that is often underestimated, and that is this impact of supplier costs. Seems obvious enough. You think we would react as business owners. However, it is often underestimated in terms of its impact. And that's what I want to talk about. You see, your suppliers play such a pivotal role in the pricing equation of your business. This external party to your business has so much influence over what's going on internally when it comes to your pricing. There are the costs of raw materials. There's costs of production and distribution. And they're heavily influenced by some external factors that you can't control, that they can't control. And these factors in turn are going to impact your own pricing decisions and strategy. The question isn't whether your supplier costs change, because they are going to. But rather, the question should be, how often are they changing and why do they change? The reason behind supplier cost fluctuations are so diverse and can be a bit of a black hole for small business owners when trying to understand them. There are changes in things like commodity markets, shifts in manufacturing processes, and disruptions in even global supply chains well beyond the control of your supplier, let alone yourself and your business. But all of these can trigger any types of variations in your supplier costs. Understanding these root causes, just generically, is a way of understanding movements that will occur without warning at any time, and therefore is the first step in managing the impact on your own pricing strategy. In this world of small business, it's not merely about understanding why the supplier costs change. It's also about grasping this concept of what we call cost pass-through. Now, what this is it involves passing on increased supplier costs to your customers through higher prices. I know, makes my skin crawl as well. None of us like to increase our costs or increase our pricing to our customers. Now, you know what? Whether we like it or not, it might seem like a straightforward solution. We have to pass it on. However, and you would know this as a business owner, it's not always feasible, especially if you're in a highly competitive market. So balancing the act of absorbing these increased costs while also maintaining your competitive edge becomes this delicate dance that you need to do as a business owner. But getting in front of knowing this and the impact it will have on your customers through effective communication is a key aspect of management in this area of your pricing strategy. They are, after all, the reason that money lands into your bank account, these customers of yours. So building the appropriate communication channels about important changes like this and doing it well in advance, where you can, obviously, rather than going down the path of let's make the change and hold our breath and hope that it works strategy, because we know that doesn't work. You need to do better than this as a business owner. And in this type of economic environment, most aren't surprised, your customers I'm talking about, most of them aren't surprised in general. A little courtesy and communication goes a long way. When thinking about changes in your supplier costs, it's important to remember that you may still have some leverage to impact just how these costs are going to impact you. But the only way to have this, again, comes back to effective negotiation and communication, but this time with your supplier. Effective negotiation and communication with your suppliers can be a powerful tool for managing these cost increases that are outside of their control, potentially, and outside of yours. Building and maintaining strong relationships with your suppliers can open doors to favorable terms and agreements that can help you mitigate the entire impact of these supplier cost fluctuations. You see, it's our first go-to reaction to just accept what changes are happening and then try and put the fires out in our business with our customers and wear the whole brunt of it. But just as our customers are important to us, as customers of our suppliers, we are important to them also. So maintaining these relationships that can open the doors to frank conversations about the impact may just see you being able to negotiate or soften a blow of this magnitude, or even introduce some sort of progressive price increase rather than it just being lobbed on you all at once. It's such a powerful play for a business owner when running a business. The other aspect I want to address when it comes to pricing that is grossly underestimated is the importance of being able to recover all the costs in your business through your pricing strategy. Yep, all of them. This principle goes beyond merely aiming for profitability. It actually involves covering every expense essential to keep the business running smoothly. These are the behind-the-scenes costs that we talk about that might not always be apparent, but are fundamental for the business's operations and sustainability. To delve deeper into this concept, I want to really explore why it is vital for businesses, particularly small businesses, to recover all costs through their pricing strategy. First and foremost, understanding that your pricing must encompass all costs is essential for financial stability. Small business owners are acutely aware that every penny counts, and it's easy to overlook certain expenses in the drive for things like competitiveness when it comes to pricing. However, failing to cover these costs through your pricing can lead to financial instability, and in extreme cases, well, I don't know if it's completely extreme cases, business failure. The costs that need to be covered go far beyond the obvious ones like rent and utilities. They also include things like subscription fees for essential online programs that you have or services that you need, insurances, and various other overhead expenses. Overlooking any of these can create this domino effect that will, jeopardize your business's financial health. It's a bit like, you know, having a leak unattended in your boat. It might seem minor at first because this tiny little leak over here, but that leak, when left unattended, can actually lead to sinking the whole ship over time. Pricing strategy is not solely about revenue generation. It is about sustainability. Ensuring that your pricing covers all these costs means that you have actually a buffer to absorb any unforeseen expenses or economic downturns. We know what they're like and we know how quickly they sneak up on us. In this volatile world of running small businesses, having this financial cushion is invaluable. What I want to say here is that pricing that encompasses all costs allows you also to plan for growth. When you are confident that your pricing strategy is robust enough to cover your existing expenses, then and only then you can explore opportunities to expand, invest in things like marketing, or even hire those additional staff members. Without this financial security, you might be constantly on the back foot. And I know we've all felt that before, where you're struggling to make ends meet and you're unable to take up those opportunities for growth when they present themselves or when you want them. Another critical aspect in this whole process is maintaining that quality of your products or services. You see, inadequate pricing can lead to cost-cutting measures that will affect and can affect your product quality or the customer service that you deliver. If your pricing doesn't cover your overheads, you may be tempted to reduce expenses in ways that will harm your reputation that you've worked so hard to build up, and also that customer satisfaction is compromised. This in turn will lead to decreased sales and this vicious cycle of declining business performance. Furthermore, I do want to say that underpricing not only affects your business, but can have negative implications on your industry as a whole. It can lead to things like unhealthy competition based solely on price, which ultimately harms all players in the field. When businesses collectively continue to undervalue their offerings, it becomes challenging to maintain quality standards and fair compensation for your hard work. Let's delve into the importance of aligning your pricing strategy with something even more important, and that is your own broader financial goals. This particular process starts with understanding your costs inside and out. You almost need a crystal clear understanding of your business's cost structure, and that encompasses things like fixed and variable costs, direct and indirect expenses, and the precise cost breakdown of your products or services. Once you've grasped the details of your costs, it's then time to set the profit targets. That comes last. Then you ask yourself, what level of profitability do I want to achieve? Because you're actually at that point if you've been able to deal with the other. Your pricing strategy should be so meticulously designed to help you meet all these targets while accounting for those various business expenditures that I was just talking about. And a critical piece of this puzzle is in competitive analysis. Your prices, unfortunately, must not only meet your profit targets, but also must remain competitive in the market. So your pricing approach should position your business effectively without compromising your bottom line. An example of this is value-based pricing. Now, value-based pricing offers a real dynamic approach here, and it's centered on this perceived value of your products or services in the eyes of your consumer. This approach provides flexibility in pricing because you've been able to encompass what that value is and then be able to set your prices. But what's got to happen here? It will only remain flexible in your pricing as long as it aligns with the value that you're offering. So mastering value-based pricing can give you a real competitive edge and enhance your business's profitability. It's important to remember here that your pricing strategy doesn't stop at this initial planning stages. It's an ongoing process that requires regular review and adjustment. There are changes in the market, there are changes in supplier costs, there are shifts in your own financial objectives. And that in itself, those in itself, should prompt revisions in your pricing strategies every single time they arise. You've got things like key performance indicators. I know you've heard of them. You might have called them a KPI. We all know them. KPIs play such a pivotal role in this continuous assessment of our pricing strategy. So monitoring KPIs related to pricing, such as things like your profit margins, customer acquisition costs, so how much it costs to actually deliver your product or service to your customer. There's, you know, customer lifetime value in your product. It offers insight into the effectiveness of your pricing strategy. Oh, and there's also another valuable resource that goes untapped in this particular review are things like customer feedback. I should add that in. Listening to what your customers have to say about your pricing is also integral. So whether they perceive your prices as too high or too low, their feedback is going to be that guiding light to your pricing strategy. It's going to give you the answer that you want, whether you want to hear it or not. So I'm going to wrap up this discussion now, but I wanted to reiterate why your pricing demands your immediate attention, because that's what this is all about. Your pricing strategy is not a one-size-fits-all solution. It isn't just a generic approach that you set and forget. It's a dynamic and ever-evolving, that's the key, it's ever-evolving aspect of your business that will require your constant attention. So by giving it the focus that it deserves and adapting it as needed, you will enhance your business's profitability, you'll improve its competitiveness, and you're going to nail its overall financial health. Small businesses that master the art of pricing will not merely just survive this, but they are going to thrive in this unpredictable journey of running a business. And your pricing strategy isn't just another financial tool that Amy Bajada is harping on about all the time. It is actually the cornerstone of your business's success. So my friend, go and keep a watchful eye on it. Adapt to the changes as they present themselves and align it with your overall financial objectives. And you will then be well on your way to achieving all those goals you set for your small business. Know this, your pricing strategy deserves your attention now, not just as a financial consideration, but as a strategic imperative to the success of your business. So go forth, my friend, price away. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.